I recently said to somebody that SLAM was a multi-issue organization. There was no central issue that we were working on. We were working toward equal access for everybody, right? And I called it a multi-issue organization, but it very much felt like we wanted to do everything at every moment, and we wanted to save the world. So, a student may have come in talking about how they were being kicked out of their apartment, and all of a sudden we're working on like housing issues in Harlem. And then somebody was arrested for hopping a turnstile getting to school. And then all of a sudden we're thinking about how people navigate the city, the role of the MTA and transportation issues, in the Bronx versus Manhattan. And then we're thinking about, there was a case, there was an incident of police brutality. And then we start thinking about the structures around incarceration and who gets targeted, racial profiling, and how that all works, right? So for everything that happens to us personally, we would then bring it back and talk about how this is not an isolated incident. There are trends, there is history, and there's a political will that does not have us, the student body, as, as citizens in the city, in mind. We are not the priority. We are not part of the power structure. So how do we use our own power to then shift some of those dynamics and trends? So it was a little bit jarring. I mean, one day we're working on, open admissions and trying to fight increases in tuition, and of course understanding that when folks don't have access to public education, they then don't have access to, to potentially the jobs that they want. I mean, everything was interrelated and everything was important and everything had to happen now. And it was maddening to keep up with that frantic pace. And at the same time, having very real responsibilities. I mean, all of the students, for the most part, worked, went to school, were supporting their families, were trying to get this degree. And at the same time being told, you need to get this degree in 4 years. You need to be going full time. Well, that's not our reality, right? So I just felt like it was great learning opportunity. We were able to, at any point, tap into existing networks, of support where, because organizations outside of Hunter were doing this kind of work. And so we would reach out to then support, to get support from other organizations. And then I think our energy was so revitalizing to their organizations that it very quickly, those relationships very quickly created a very wide network across New York City. I don't know. Now I'm having this visual of this like crazy web, but it's indicative to how we worked and how we functioned and how we thought.